Blog Talk Radio.
Because of anxiety shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Yes, sir. You all right, Brother Drew?
Yeah, doing good. How you doing?
Oh, man, shoot. I was sitting here thinking about great-great-grandpa.
Okay.
My great-great-grandfather. Yeah, one of his teachings, we'll call it, one of his teachings, one of the first things he taught me when he was teaching me the keys. That's what he called it, the keys that you that you had to know first. See, a key unlocks wisdom and blocks wisdom. That's one of the furnitures of the Masonic Lodge is the key. That's written on the back of the dollar bill. You see that key back there. And see, that key means something. So the key to counterintelligence is to know one thing, that people look like me and you, and especially the people born after 1970, they don't recognize the number one thing that's keeping you down. And then with one word, Brother Drew, could you guess what that one word is that the key to everything that great-great-grandpa taught me was this one word. You had to know what? What
that's
would you say?
I mean, the key to one word to, I'm thinking that's one of those jokers you have to come back to me and let me think about it.
No, I'm going to tell you before you think about it, it's all right. Because let me give you another clue.
Okay.
Everything in nature, every creature, everything that is a being that has life has one. What is that word?
That's a good one too, brother. The one, that's a good riddle. Everything that's alive has one. Energy. Energy.
He says, no. And great great grandpa was absolutely right about this, especially right now. The people that's born after 1970. Now your grandfather and my grandfather and great-great-grandpa, that I'm telling you, they knew this word. They knew who their enemy was, Brother Drew.
Oh.
When you don't know who your enemy is, and you sleep, Grandpa saying you sleep with your enemy, then you become like your enemy, because you his servant, you his slave, Grandpa said, to his school
right.
of thought. Grandpa, give me an illustration, he say. Now, you see these goddamn bloodhounds I got? And them cats that your auntie got over there? And that bloodhound that's over there that with her sleeps and eat with this cat, those cats. He say the ones I got in this pen would kill that cat. He say, but because she raised that bloodhound as a puppy to sleep and eat with the cat, hell, Grandpa say shit. Sometimes he forget goddamn what it is. He'll try to screw the goddamn cat. They friends. He say, but when they get ready to eat. He say, now watch them, Junior. He say, when they get ready to eat, now, goddamn it, they enemies. He say, but otherwise, they friends. He say, if you lay with your enemy, and I didn't understand what he was telling me. This is 78 years old. I didn't understand this shit worth a damn, but I'm looking back and I'm damn sure understanding it right now, Brother Drew. At 73. I'm understanding the shit out of it, of what he said, because it doesn't look like nobody in the black community that call themselves African American know who their enemy is. It's just like that movie they've come out with, Sleeping with the Enemy, and you know, all kinds of movies with enemy in it. That's a word that we have no concept, no knowledge of, none whatsoever, even the ones that say they're conscious. Because if we knew who our enemy was, we wouldn't be in the condition that we're in right now. But our forefathers knew. That's the reason they was prepared. That's the reason they had their own. That's the reason they were segregated. Because they knew who the goddamn enemy were. They know if they sleep with the enemy, they start acting. Then look at your goddamn grandchildren. Shit. They talk like white folks. They act like white people. They think they have equal rights like white people, especially the ones from 15 to 35 years old. The X,
right.
Y, Millennium, and Z generation of people. Look at what has happened. You see, I mean, we're not. And see, here's what's funny, Brother Drew. Here's what's funny about this teaching. You can go to the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, and the Tanakh, and it'll tell you a story about a people at the time in the generation of these people, Magog and Gog, that these people would be, used to be a great nation of people, but there would become a time period where these people was totally ignorant. All the way up until what they say, the Bible say only a third of them would have any goddamn knowledge of the Ancient of Days. Well, we live in that time period right now that these books of knowledge was talking about. And we know that history repeats itself, and we know that once something come into existence, it don't go out into existence until it die out of existence. And these existence thoughts that the education that's over here now, we realize that this shit started in ancient Greek. It wasn't for somebody that looked like us. We know how to live in harmony with the son of a bitch now because we got to live in harmony with it. And it ain't about no walls. This shit is about walls and racism. That's all you hear all day long, every day. It started with Barack Obama when he got in. So you didn't hear nothing about racism until Barack became president. That shit had died way down from all the way from 69 until Barack ran for president. All the way down, you don't see no everybody getting along with everybody. Shit, white girls going crazy over niggas, and niggas going crazy over great big old fat white trailer trash and shit. And what they got today, like that, my daddy used to say, shit. The only thing a nigga got out of integration is that he can look up on the white woman's dress without goddamn the motherfuckers hanging your ass. That's what daddy used to say that shit all the time. He said, integration is just, you didn't know a goddamn, he said, you more dumber than you was when you integrated. He was telling the truth, shit. Yeah. That's that. Tell that, because in 69, we were 5% illiterate. In 1999, when just 29 years after they integrated the school system, you had 95.97% illiterate. 30 years off the plantation, your ass was goddamn only 45% illiterate. So how the hell that shit happened from 1970 to 1999, you become that ignorant? Because when you say illiterate, that means your ass is ignorant. Point blank, ain't no if and but about it. If you got that kind of percent in your nation of people, that means that you can't read. And goddamn, this is 2019. If we know that the people that got doctor's degrees with summa cum laude and magna cum laude and cum laude can't read. Because if you tell me that you're a goddamn Christian, I'm going to put your book on your goddamn ass, and you disagree with your book that you say that is your book. And a goddamn thing that Christianity in the Western Hemisphere upon the Angelic Gospel Christian and Paulinian teaching of the Nicene Creed, the Apostle Creed, is nowhere in with the Bible, the Torah, the Quran. Neither one of them. The motherfuckers that say they Hebrew Israelites, the one that say they Muslim, ain't now one of y'all in what the Quran say. Farrakhan is the closest thing to the goddamn Quran. The closest thing to the Bible. the closest thing to the Torah. The Farrakhan and his people is the closest damn thing to it. And then they still got issues. If y'all got gods and shit and go by what your gods say, hell, I don't believe in no gods. You brought that shit over here. But I got your book on how your ass supposed to be and how your ass is supposed to act. And it's just like one thing that Big Mama said, Brother Drew.
Uh-huh.
That I'm seeing now. And I was laughing with Robert. Robert was talking about the lady that was on the airplane, the doctor that was on the airplane that said she was not dressed properly. And I told him what my Big Mama said about dressing. Big Mama said that the way you dress represent not only you, but your moral character also. Big Mama say the way you dress. She say, and if a female or a woman wear her dress above her knees, she's a Jezebel, that's a hussy. Well, a Jezebel was a hoe. And a hussy is they form of what a hoe is without calling you a hoe. Well, how you dress. And she's absolutely right, because how you dress tells me your personality, of what your moral standards is and what you believe in. We can look at that in today's society and see, Brother Drew. We can look at the Nation of Islam and how them females dress versus how the Christian dress. Have you noticed that, Brother Drew? We can make that judgment now.
Right.
And see, and it's all due to the fact that we don't know who our enemy is. And our enemy has us up under a government. A government that was said in their Bible, they said it would come a period of time that these people that was totally ignorant, some of them would understand that government, because that government would be heavy on their goddamn shoulders, a burden to them, and they would come out of her, my people. They would come out of that form of government and create their own nation within in that government, rule up under the correct teaching of God, they put it, but the correct teaching of Amen Yah, of who our mother is. It said the Ancient of Days, that means the first teaching. What was the first teaching? And this deals with strictly the body, because see, the body, if the right mind is in it, is created to last forever. But you had to put forever substance in the Bible, in the body, meaning that you had to keep your body with a certain substance going in, a certain food, a certain level, a certain way, made the same way to make you live forever. You're created to live forever. You're not created for your body to die. You're supposed to be created with a mind that know how to save your goddamn body. That's what Amen Yah created. She didn't create no mind that didn't mind her, but she gave you the laws of how your body could live forever. But due to the fact you got thrown out of bounds from a subhuman being school of thoughts and not the way, then that's what this is where we fail to recognize. But we are recognizing, a few of us is recognizing it, and because we are going analyzing this stuff. But I find it simply amazing. I was taught a whole lot of shit when I was a child that I'm seeing right now. And we see all of this stuff that's in existence right now, Brother Drew. And right now, we got to know where we're going to. That's why we're studying the history of world government. And I sent everybody a chart so they could see the chart. And when we start on that chart, you see what world government is. The number one world government is Zionism.
Right.
We don't know nothing about no Zionism. So we as esoteric students, we have to go study what is this. So when we go study what it is, like we done studied, then the group of people that have been studying with us, then we share the information with certain people. That's what we're doing now. And Zionism is what is known as the New World Order. I'm quite sure you done heard that word. Rothschild. All of these words are tied with this one word, Zionism. So when we, in order for us to know what Zionism is, then we have to go back in history and find out what date did this word first come into existence in a chronological order, doing ethnology. We do the 5W study on it, and when we did all of that, then we have done what is called counterintelligence on the intelligence that we have received from what they have wrote down of when they started this knowledge on the face of the earth. It's one thing about the people that they cousin call the devil and Satan is all the evil ones and stuff, is, Brother Drew, they wrote the history of how they came into existence down and put it in a book.
Right.
And I can't understand, Brother Drew, the book says this about the people, but I don't understand why the people is like the book is. How come the majority of the people, which is called African Americans, as Democrats, Republicans, and Christians, why do they not understand this? And they say they understand what's in that book. So if you done read that book and not a believer of that book, but just know what's in that book, well, the people that they describe in that book, shit, you're looking at them every day. You're talking to them. You got them in your family.
Right.
This goddamn fool that this book be telling you about, this fool that was the most ignorant nation of people. They were stiff-necked, and all of them had the Holy Ghost.
Yep.
Shit, what you looking at? You looking at a Christian, they speaking in tongues that they don't even understand. That's what their book said.
Right.
Saying they praising a God that they don't even know nothing about.
Yeah.
What I'm looking at, then they describe them. Then this book describe them. So they have braids in their hair. silk clothes on, showing their butt, the whole bracelets around them, bones in their nose earrings. Shit. What the hell I'm looking at? Tattoos. This book done already described your ass, or how your ass gonna be looking. Shaved head. What you looking at? I'm looking at the same history that has repeated itself seven goddamn times. That's what I'm looking at. That's what we looking at right now. And the same people, the wicked ass people that was back over there in the east before they brought their ass over here to the west, them same damn people is here. The same damn people was here that was here when the flood. So you got to understand something, Brother Drew. The flood of the wicked ass people didn't kill out everybody. See, let's understand how that story go. Let's understand how that story go. They both said that one family lived, Noah.
Right.
Now, we're going to go back in their history book, what they wrote down, this story. Japheth, which was the youngest son, didn't believe a goddamn thing. Ham had to whoop his ass and put his ass in the boat because he wanted to stay with the people that worship gods and live like the people in Sodom and Gomorrah, free spirit, what we call, doing everything that you could name, and make his ass come over here. Well, that was Japheth. We're going to trace Japheth's history. Well, when we trace Japheth's history, it'll take us into the northern hemisphere, into the Caucasus Mountain, which used to be 12 tribes, now they're 10 tribes, and in today's language, they call it a Germanic race of people. Japheth's first son was named Gomer, according to the 10th chapter of Genesis. His first son was named Ashkenazer. This is who they brothers, they cousins, or they children, they brothers' children, call them Jews. The ones that is the Germanic race of people. As we speak, they known as Jews. Other nation of people call them Yehudas, what the goddamn hell they call themselves, Brother Drew. They don't call themselves Jews, they call themselves Yehuda. Ain't no J's in their goddamn language. This is the story that they tell. This is the story that they wrote down in their books that we don't teach, don't know. If you call yourself a Christian, you don't know a damn thing about what I'm talking and saying. So the same school of thoughts, Brother Drew, that was up there in the days of Noah and Shem and all this group of people, where they call the children of the mountain, all of that evil knowledge that was started by Cain and Abel, his children, according to the book. Well, that same school of thoughts came through Japheth over here when the Genesis has six creation stories, that the creation story of that started at the 10th chapter of Genesis in the Bible. You go where you see Noah's, the generations of Noah began. That's the present day mankind and human beings that's living on earth came out of. Mankind came out of the southern, the northern, and the eastern hemisphere. A kind of man. You live in the western hemisphere. A kind of man as one over here. Everybody over here was human beings. Seven tribes of us over here with our lands over here divided up. And we didn't believe in no gods. They came over here from the east to the west. That system, Brother Drew, that came, that Japheth, that was, came through Japheth over here on the 10th chapter of Genesis, is the same system as Babylon, ancient Babylon. We can see where this system became real popular and famous and put into existence as a government to govern the people up under the religious belief and belief in Babylon, which is called in today's society the Birdman religion. Up on the red, white, and blue. Up on the colors red, white, and blue. We can trace that history. And when we're going in a chronological order, Brother Drew, and trace the government of this history. That's why we know that when we see Zionism, then we know when the history of this came into existence in 1489, when it came into existence. And if it's the number one, and since it's the number one government on a global basis, then we know that the book that they wrote is called The Protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion. We know after 527 years, that book is 527 years old. We know this from an intense study of the books that they brought over here to us. God damn it, we know that this protocol is what was then given to a certain group to follow for 400 years, that they followed it so good that what was written in that book in 275 years, Brother Drew, they had did it. What was written in the book. They owned all the land of the Gentiles. They own all their country and all of their governments. They own them. And every time that these warlords had to fight a war against each other, they had to borrow money from them to fight that war. It is written in that book that if you borrow money from them one time, they own your goddamn country and you never could buy it back. That's in their book. And so America done fought 243 wars out of 223 wars out of 243 years being in existence up under this government that came back into existence that was here before the flood, that I mean, y'all killed the motherfuckers about worshiping this form of government and the gods that come out of this government. And that's where we stand right now with these governments. This is when you understand world government and what world government says. And we know that every religion agree that the Jews are the chosen people of God. You ain't got a damn religion that don't agree upon that. So you should ask yourself, I ask myself, Brother Jew, why is the Jews the chosen people of God and nobody else is?
Uh-huh.
Why is that? And then every religion agree upon it. So it ain't no disagreement about them. And then we go back into their history. They wrote their history down. Believe me, they wrote it down. And they the ones that left it out here that little nigger boys like me and you could get it, Brother Drew, and learn it. They knew that out here amongst these ignorant-ass people called African-Americans that had got labeled that there were going to be somebody that know what the fuck we know and could explain it just like they wrote the shit. Because, see, when we go back into 1489, see, that's when I say documentation be all bullshit-ass conversation, Christian conversation. We can see where they was killing this sect of Jews up in England, the church was, Roman Catholic Church. And they sent off to the Grand Central what the hell to do. And Rothschild and them met at a tavern, and they gave us this book that we got called Learn Elders. They wrote a protocol in there, and they stayed with this protocol. In 1914, Ford wrote a book about this protocol, Brother Drew, called The International Jew. You know we got that book. We studied out of that book. Ishmael bought us that book, The International Jew. He said, it doesn't go along with the protocol. You got to read this, Brother Dial. So we read the book. And what Ford said about the book, nobody didn't listen to him that looked like him. Even white folks, Woodrow Wilson didn't listen to him. What he was saying that you couldn't do. And Woodrow Wilson had to do it because they went into World War One. They had to borrow money from them. And so what was said in that book and what that book wasn't for, like the lost his business behind that damn book. They were going to shut his ass down behind that book. They called him, he was Semitic, that got labeled being a hating the Jews and shit. And you didn't realize that if you get labeled that, you up under very scrutiny because, see, the Jews are the chosen people of God. And persecution will come heavy down on your ass. You go to a certain limit and thing, I'm fucking with them. they'll bring you down. History tell us that. So we just doing counterintelligence on these people. Shit, they shouldn't have wrote out the history. Now we understand it now. Brother Chu, see, it's just like Grandpa was saying, you had to know your enemy. So when you know your enemy, then you can have counterintelligence with him. And if your enemy has conquered you like he conquered us, then Daddy taught me, he said, tell, if you want to get over with a cracker, He said, tell that Peckerwood what the fuck he wanna hear. He said, and he'll give you any damn thing that you want. He'll lend you any kind of money or anything if you tell him what he wanna hear. Now that was deep that Daddy was telling me, because I'm asking, what the fuck do he wanna hear? And so I asked his daddy, say he wants to hear how fucking great he is. He said, now watch me, boy. He said, I'm going down and I'm gonna get $2,000 to cash these niggas checks when they get off Friday. I'm gonna get a short time loan from Walter Ben. He took me down to the bank. He got it. Daddy said, now watch me. How I do it. So I watched Daddy how he operated with him. Daddy bought him a barbecue chicken and a sweet potato pie. And he sit there and shared that out and told, he said, Hawk, he said, can you, how much is going to cost me for 20 chickens on a Sunday? They was having some, and for 15 of them pies. And Daddy did business with him there. And he said, I'm going to give you a break, blah, blah, blah. And Daddy walked out. He said, that's how you handle a goddamn peckerwood that's a cracker that think he's better than you. That's what my daddy taught me.
Uh-huh.
He say, I didn't go in there. He say, every son of a bitch in this town know I'd kill your ass if you put a hand on me or my family. He say, every son of a bitch in town know that, Junior. He say, I didn't go in there skinning and grinning, digging in my ass. He say, I just told a motherfucker what he wanted to hear, and he gave me the money. Now I'm making money on this motherfucking money. Shit.
Right.
So, by cashing niggas' checks, he said, shit. He said, hell, and that is, he said, and you heard what he said. He told me, Hawk, just give me my 2,000 back. He said, I didn't pay him for goddamn interest and shit. He said, I gave him a cut on some barbecue chickens. He said, but shit, he said, we scratching each other's back. But this is how they operated. We don't know how to operate like that. That teaching and that school of thoughts was lost after 1970. And we can see this, Brother Drew. We can see that. And see, when we study the world's government, I'm summarizing this now. When we see the world's government, we can see that a republic and a democratic republican form of government that only lasts 250 years, you in your 243rd year, and the world government don't make no provisions, meaning they don't have any provisions for this form of government. The Zionists don't like this form of government. They call it a wicked, evil form of government to govern people up under. They tell us it comes from the old Babylon time that came, the people was doing during the flood. It's against all teaching. This form of government, this form of religion, this form of knowledge of Magog and Gog was an abomination. This is what these people say, books say, about this government and this form, this place called the United States, and their religious beliefs, and the people that's conquered by their religious belief in God. You had to realize that you had to become a nation of people. You had to do exactly like they told you. You had to become a nation of people. And the Zionist government deals with the United, if you're a member of the United Nations. That's they deal with members. and they are head of commerce. They own all commerce. So you had to deal with them. You, as a nation of people, they are really giving us a chance to get out of the shit. Somebody has got to realize it, Brother Drew. That's the reason they changed over the shit now, because they waiting on us, but they knew a certain time period that they would wait, but they knew it was a certain time period that before they had to break this system. Hell, we looking at 7 years, because everything is on schedule. I don't know nothing that's written in them books that's off schedule of how the earth would be acting, or how weather the weather would be, how this would be that. I don't see nothing off course, Brother Drew. Everything, all the old writings that we have studied, is they are on course for this collision, because they describe how a people would be acting all over the damn world this time. So you know that it's going to be common sense tell us one thing, Brother Drew. Ask ourselves a question. When the world overcrossed the sea, them three hemispheres, which was classified as three worlds over there that worship gods, and God was number one, and the minds of the people became like the minds of the people of the day, which they give an example of Sodom and Gomorrah, of men loving men, women loving women, and the same situation we got today. All of them motherfuckers got killed by the weather, Brother Drew. All but one family, Noah. Now, them people from Noah have come over here to the north, because they repopulated those three hemispheres over there and across the waters, and they done brought their ass over here at October 23rd, 935 BC is when the first one of them brought their ass over here to the north. Because we know when they came over here, they wrote it down what year they came over here. Well, and brought that shit, God, over here. So there wasn't no goddamn gods over here. The people over here didn't believe in gods. That shit come from over across the waters. So we know the story. But it's very important for you as an esoteric student to understand world government. Go do some research on that chart that I showed everybody, because we just did a summary on it. But I thought that we need to look deep into that, because we're finna come into something that you can't, most people ain't gonna understand, because see, they there's an old song that they used to say, Brother Drew. And I got real good damn understanding on this song that went like this. On a hill far away stood a rugged cross, the symbol of suffering and pain. Oh, how I loved that old cross. You know, when I listened to that word, that I don't know how in the hell, Brother Drew, I stuck a tape. I stuck a tape in this morning. I got my tapes, all my tapes and stuff. I got all a minister, and he was singing that song. And what he said, I had forgot about that tape, because I used to quote that what he had just said. He says, the Christian preacher, did you realize what you just sung about? Ever since you've been under the cross, it's been what? Suffering and pain. Were you in that religion?
Yeah.
You sang about it. Then you turn around and say, oh, how I love that old cross. That's when you don't know your enemy. That's when you damn sure don't know your enemy.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
When you don't know your enemy. You don't know who your enemy. That's how when I heard that, I started laughing. And I realized I had did a lecture a long time ago on what Grandpa had taught me about always know who your goddamn enemy is. Everything in creation, it has an enemy. That's the second law of nature that's kicking in. You live in a dual itself, evil and good. But everything got a nature, and everything in nature know they natural enemy. They stay away from that stupid bitch. And here we sleeping with the enemy, and in 2019 we done become the enemy. You don't go to college. You don't go to college to start a business. You go to college to work for big business. And who owns big businesses? The three groups own big businesses. Two groups in America own all the big business. They're either a member of the Trilateral or a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. But if I ask you, who is this, and explain who these names is, you don't know a damn thing about it. But you go to college to work for them people. And then they send politicians out. Because one of them, the Council for Foreign Relations Republic, the Trilateral Democrat, they send their candidates out that they pick and call them their politicians for the Republican and Democratic Party, and they send them out in the community. They get on TV and tell you that if you vote for our party, we'll give you freedom. We'll give you more freedom than the Republican Party. The Republican Party say, niggas, we'll give you more freedom than the Democrat Party. And they tell you this, and here you go out in the community, arguing, fussing over who the best party, and then go back into your goddamn history from 1870 to 1881, or when you had your own goddamn political party, and these motherfuckers was on their goddamn knees. They call you radical ass Republicans. They was on, you had their ass because you would have number their ass. You had no representatives and senators because you goddamn had the numbers on their ass. The nation that wins the war is the nation with the most numbers. That's the reason you don't fuck with China. You don't see nobody fighting a war with fucking with China since the Mongolians. Shit. You don't see nobody who fucking with China. Nobody.
Nobody.
Who the number one people now? China. Who you get all your shit? Who the number one country in the world right now as we speak? China. What's the number one government? Zionism. So we know when Rothschild went to China, when Russia failed. Because all we got to do, they wrote books of what they did. Shit. And when they went to Russia, we can go back in history. We can look where New York and Chicago was number one for years up on top of years, eons. That Beijing and Singapore became number one and still number one. And Chicago and New York is way down, but they used to be number one. We can look and see. We know that when Rothschild went to Germany, we know when he went to Russia, and then he had another pattern. We know when he went to China, he sends you to the moon. You go on the road. This is through just studying history and being like Sister Shonda say, observing your ass. Observation. Because we reading your books, we learning this out of your books. You see what I'm saying, Brother Drew? We learning this out with this we discussing the books that they wrote and brought over here. You see, we not FBIs no more. See, my daddy used to call me an FBI. When I used to know I was fucked up, my dad would look at me. He wasn't gonna whoop my ass, Brother Drew, when he asked me that. He asked me, "Boy, you an FBI?" "No, sir." "What's a goddamn FBI?" I always had to tell him. I said, "That ain't no Federal Bureau of Investigation. That is fat, black, and ignorant. And that's what I am, Daddy." I used to get mad at 12 motherfuckers off of that, don't you? He said, "You an FBI." Call me an FBI. But if he was living today, I'd say, "Daddy, I'm an FBI. The first black investigator." Yeah. I am that.
Uh-huh.
I damn sure would tell him. I say, "You call me FBI now, Daddy. God damn it. I am the first black investigator. We investigating some asses on the books that they wrote." So next week, I want to get off into a subject, Brother Drew. I've been writing on. I think it's Sister Shonda's time next week. I had to get with her. But I see that clock on the wall is up there. So I say, Shema Yahweh, Yah, Alan Yah, Ika, Kamadi Yah.
Kamadi Yah.